My name is Dr. Steve Widdicombe from the Plymouth Marine Laboratory, and I am the coordinator for one of the UK OA programme consortia. And our consortium title is Impacts of Ocean Acidification on Key Benthic or Seabed Ecosystems, Communities, Habitats, Species and Their Life Cycles. Now that's obviously quite a mouthful, so we're often to referred to as the Benthic Ocean Acidification Consortium. To go with our rather long name, we're also quite a large project financially. We've funded to a sum of £2 million and we're quite large with respect to the number of partners we have as well. We have 11 partners within the project. They are seven universities from Plymouth, Southampton, Aberdeen, St Andrews, Heriot Watt in Edinburgh, Hull and Bangor. In addition, we have three independent research laboratories, those at the Plymouth Marine Laboratory, at the Marine Biological Association, which is also in Plymouth, and the Scottish Association for Marine Sciences in Oban. We also have a partner with the CFAS Laboratory in Lowestoft. In addition to those funded through the programme, we also have very strong links with the universities of Newcastle and Glasgow. So what do we hope to do together as a consortium? Well, the project itself has three major aims. Firstly, to determine the effects of ocean acidification on the performance, on the life history, and the population dynamics of individual species. And primarily, we're interested in the energetics of dealing with stress, environmental stress. So what are the costs of coping in a warmer, more acidic ocean? What are the trade-offs an animal makes in its physiology, in its behaviour, and its ecology to meet these costs, if indeed they can be met? We're also interested in the long-term effects rather than just short-term shocks associated with extreme events with high CO2. So more in line with climate change than other changes of carbon dioxide that can be seen in coastal environments, such as the effects of upwelling systems or restricted environments such as fjords or lochs. Finally, we're also interested in looking at the potential for organisms to adapt to these changes. So not just looking at the response, but also the long-term consequences and whether these animals possess the potential to change their physiology permanently in order to cope in a different future world. One of the big activities within this aim has been for the consortium to build several large laboratory-based experimental facilities where we can control the temperature and the CO2 concentration of the seawater. We've built three of these in Plymouth, one in Aberdeen and another one in Heriot Watt University. In these facilities, we have already exposed a number of marine organisms to elevated temperature and CO2 for up to 12 months. And this is by far and away the longest exposure experiments that have so far been conducted. Now, the initial data from these experiments are just now coming out, and they're revealing the enormous complexity of the way in which different organisms deal with environmental change. They're highlighting the fact that animals do trade off their different physiological and behavioural responses in order to cope. So it's now becoming clear that many organisms possess the fundamental mechanisms to cope with ocean acidification. However, using these mechanisms can incur an energetic cost that is just not sustainable in the long term. The second aim of the project is to quantify the impact of ocean acidification on microbial communities and elemental cycling in our coastal ecosystems. In essence, this work examines the way in which bacteria and archaea, another form of microbe, respond to the elevated CO2 and what effect this has on the flow of nutrients through the ecosystem. The seabed is a very important part of the oceans and supplies up to 80% of all the nutrients needed to support the growth of phytoplankton. And it is the microbes who drive this supply. So impacts on the bugs living in the mud on the seafloor could have a huge implication for the productivity of UK waters and the fisheries they support. As part of this aim, the consortium has built a series of large flumes at the Scottish Association for Marine Sciences. These flumes are long channels that contain sediment and seawater, a bit like a seawater wind tunnel. And in these flumes, we're changing the CO2 levels and watching what happens to the activity and function of the microbes. Early results would suggest that key processes in the nitrogen cycle will be affected by ocean acidification. The final aim of the project is to scale up all of this knowledge and understanding so as to make predictions of how biodiversity will be affected by ocean acidification and by global warming. To do this, we will use large complex computer models to simulate how ecosystems will respond to realistic future environmental scenarios. These models will be built and refined based on the results from our experiments. We will also use groups of scientific experts to synthesize current understanding and to generate conceptual models which describe the mechanisms which underlie the impacts that we've seen. This will further support our predictions. This synthesis work is happening now, but will become a much larger part of our research later in the project. So by the end of this year, we would hope to be able to produce realistic predictions of how UK coastal biodiversity might be affected by ocean acidification. It is our hope that at the end of this project, we will be in a far better position to be able to predict the impacts of ocean acidification and warming on the key organisms and habitats that exist around the UK coasts.